Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kian. Today, we'll discuss the article by Takahashi et al. Titled, DPP-4 Inhibitor Improves Survival in Murine Heart Failure. This article published online March 15, 2013. My guests today are Associate Editor Gary Lopeshuk, Lead Author Masanori Asakura, and expert Zam Kasiri. Let's get started.
So this is Gary Lopeshuk, and I'd like to start this podcast that will discuss the excellent article by Dr. Masanori Asakura and colleagues regarding dipeptidyl peptidase 4 inhibition improves pathophysiology of heart failure and increases survival rate in pressure-overloaded mice. And it's been known for a while about the potential of incretins and particularly glucagon-like peptide, or I'll say GLP-1, they're potential useful agents in the treatment of diabetes, but less well appreciated. And as evidence emerges, it's become clear that these incretins like GLP-1 may actually be associated with cardioprotection. And this interesting paper has examined what a DPP-4 inhibitor will do at the level of the heart. And I would like to ask Masanori if he would like to summarize some of the key findings of this paper.
So thank you for giving a chance to present our paper. So we planned to examine the effects of DPP-4 inhibitors on cardiac functions or the survival rate in murine heart failure model. We constricted transverse aorta of 8-week old black 6 mice and produced pressure overloaded cardiac hypertrophy and heart failure. These mice were treated with vehicle or belgliptin, which is one of DPP-4 inhibitors. Transverse aortic constriction, named TAC, induced impaired glucose tolerance in mice. The treatment with belgliptin improved this impaired glucose tolerance partially due to the increase in GLP-1 levels in TAC mice. Interestingly, belgliptin treatment significantly and obviously improved overall survival rate of mice after TAC operation. So we checked cardiac functions using echocardiography at 4 weeks after TAC operation. Belgliptin administration ameliorated left ventricular enlargement and dysfunction induced by TAC operation. We found the attenuation of cardiac fibrosis after TAC operation by belgliptin treatment too. We also confirmed that belgliptin suppressed the TGF-beta SMAD signaling in TAC hertz. In summary, belgliptin improved overall survival in TAC mice partially due to the amelioration of cardiac dysfunction and fibrosis. So DPP-4 inhibitors represent a candidate treatment for heart failure patients with diabetes mellitus.
Okay, thank you very much, Masanori. I'd like to ask one of our expert reviewers, Zam Kasiri, for her views on the paper, and maybe she could ask Masanori a few questions about the paper itself.
Thanks, Gary. Masanori, I obviously enjoyed reading your paper. It's a very interesting paper in a way that cardiac pressure overload is not classically considered to be a metabolic disease, yet you were able to target a metabolic molecule and you were able to improve the phenotypes. What was your initial rationale for starting the study? Why did you think that targeting GLP-1 would have a beneficial effect in attack model?
Thank you for your great question. So about 10 years ago, we searched for the factors related to cardiac functions using our data mining method in the database of heart failure patients admitted to our hospital. This data mining analysis clarified several well-known factors, such as the medication of beta blockers or ACE inhibitors. So interestingly, we found that the medication of an alpha glucose inhibitor was associated with cardiac functions in heart failure patients. At that time, there was little attention to the cardio and diabetic association. So we were much interested in the interaction between heart failure and diabetes mellitus. So we investigated the prevalence of impaired glucose tolerance in the patient with severe heart failure. Surprisingly, approximately 80 to 90% of patients with severe heart failure showed impaired glucose tolerance. We also investigated whether cardiac pressure overload induces impaired glucose tolerance in mice. So we found that aortic constriction for 4 to 8 weeks induced impaired glucose tolerance in mice. So we also demonstrated that alpha-glucosidase inhibitor improved impaired glucose tolerance and relieved worsening of heart failure by TAC procedure. So we speculated that the moderation of GLP-1 levels would have potential to improve cardiac functions in mirror pressure overloaded heart failure model.
I was also wondering, as you mentioned, using the DPP-4 inhibitor, it affected multiple aspects of the heart disease, like hypertrophy, fibrosis, apoptosis, and LV dilation. Do you think the primary beneficial effects of GLP or inhibiting DPP-4, would it be at the myocyte level, you think, or cardiomyocytes, or maybe both?
So we think that the beneficial effects of GLP-1 could be seen both at the cardiomyocyte level and at the fibroblast level. So DPP-4 inhibitors are known as multipeptidase, and they inhibit the degradation of BNP and SDF1 as well as GLP-1. As you know, natriuretic peptides like ANP or BNP have a strong cardioprotective effect. So inhibition of BNP degradation by DPP-4 inhibitors might lead to protect heart like ANP or BNP infusion. Also, some reported that SDF1, stromal cell-derived factor 1, is linked to stem cell homing to injured heart. And SDF1 might diminish relative ischemia in failing hearts, partially due to the increase in neovascularization. However, we guess that the beneficial effects of vildagliptin in this model are largely due to the inhibition of fibrosis. In Kaplan-Meier curves shown in Figure 8 of our paper, we observed the improvement of survival in the earlier phase after TAC operation. So we speculate that this may be due to the inhibition of inflammation by DPP-4 inhibitors, which result in the amelioration of fibrosis and finally the inhibition of cardiac dilation and dysfunctions. So many other studies also reported that DPP-4 inhibitors suppressed fibrosis in several heart disease models.
Now, given the developments in characterizing the different types of heart disease and your very exciting finding that targeting GLP-1 or protecting GLP-1 has beneficial effects in a pressure overload model, what are your thoughts on the future clinical applications of using DPP-4 inhibitors? Do you think this is something that can be used for different types of heart disease, like myocardial infarction, pressure overload, and so on? And do you think there may be any side effects in elevating GLP-1 levels? Should there be a cutoff for elevating this peptide?
We can say that GLP-1 and DPP-4 inhibitors have potential to treat heart failure with different backgrounds. And GLP-1 has some side effects like nausea and weight loss, whereas DPP-4 inhibitors do not have such serious adverse reactions. Recently, some researchers pointed out the elevated possibilities of pancreatitis and pancreatic cancer under the treatment of GLP-1 or DPP-4 inhibitors, so we should closely watch the future reports about these concerns.
Thank you, Mazanari. It's very clear in the development of new diabetic agents that a new diabetic agent should be not causing any cardiac harm, and the concept that a DPP-4 inhibitor, which has been shown repeatedly to be very useful in the treatment of diabetes, may also have some cardioprotection, is a very interesting concept, and I think it may help alleviate the fears that an anti-diabetic agent may not have beneficial effects in the cardiovascular system, but in fact may actually be desirable in this case. It's also brings together, I think, metabolism and heart failure as being two important components, with the use of a metabolic agent or anti-diabetic agent showing benefit in a cardiovascular situation. So I think there's been a very interesting discussion, and I'd like to thank Mazanori Azakura and Zam Kasiri for their contributions here. And with that, I'd like to sign off this podcast.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.